feet and just long. And not only his 6'8", but his skill set's what's so impressive. At that length, he can really shoot it. He can drive it. He has guard handles as far as ball handling. And then he can post up and score over guys and handle the ball in transition. So he's a really good player, and he's just going to continue to get better and better. It's going to be fun to watch him play. It's more fun for us to watch him play when he's playing somebody other than us, though.
Well, finally, it is a special night here, too, right before we tip off this game. Going to unveil the banner for last year's state championship team. Did you get all the guys back?
Yeah, that's what the main thing, right? So we had 8 seniors, and it's tough because they're all in college and moving on with life, and rightfully so. So it's hard to find a date where you can get everyone back. And this date worked out to get all 8 players back, so that's huge. And, you know, we appreciate Huron having a little patience with us. It won't take long, but, to unveil the banner and have our guys here and recognize that, I think, is important, too.
Chris Haynes, head coach of Yankton. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
The Huron Tiger moment. Bill Plummer was a longtime sports editor and city editor at the Plainsman, 1931 to 1967. Working for then known as the Daily Plainsman, Plummer was an active supporter of the Tigers and also the Huron community. Bill Plummer was inducted into the Huron High School Hall of Fame in 1997.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJZ are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continue our pregame here as the Huron Tiger boys visit Yankton tonight. First game off the break. We're joined by head coach Tim Budnagan. And coach, you've had a week off, week and a half off. I know at least 5 of those days just got away from the gym and then able to get string together 4 or 5 practices. And, you know, the December is to see where you're at. Where you at?
Well, we don't know yet. I think we have the makings to be a good team. We just need to be do the uncommon things to be a good team. We need to be able to rebound. We need to be able to be active offensively. We need to be able defensively to communicate. And those are things that are easy that most people don't want to do because they're hard work.
And the one thing I think we saw from a Washington, you know, they made a lot of their things happen by being physical and using their quickness, and I just didn't think our kids really adapted well.
No, I don't think so either. And then, you know, then they're looking for answers. Well, the answer is, number one, we got to be active on offense. We stood around a lot, watched the ball, instead of passing, cutting to the basket really hard. Blake's being face guarded, so we got to try to get him involved in some ball screen action, get him off some screens where he can curl, get to the rim. He did a lot of standing on the backside box, waiting for us to reverse the ball. So we tried to take care of those problems basically the first 4 days and then prepare for Yankton for one day.
Now, Yankton, they are the defending AA champs, but they had a deep senior class. Really, the bunch they have back, one, they only have 2 seniors, and really only one guy, I think, got significant varsity minutes last year, but these kids were part of a winning culture last year.
Absolutely. They have that competitive edge. They know how to win because they're in that culture, and the culture is, you know, you play your tail off, and you let your seniors lead you, and then the younger underclass and follow. Potts is awfully good. The Ness kid's awfully good at the top. Those are the 2 kids that we really got to key on because they do a lot of things offensively for them. Reminds me of the Rikens last year where, you know, that they involve them in dribble handoffs, back screens. They're constantly moving, constantly active. Tough to get a beat on them, but those 2 guys, we have got to make sure we know where they're at, because Washington, we gave them the scouting report. Hey, we got to guard this guy and this guy, and they go off for 60 on us. That can't happen again.
And just overall, now January starts the grind. There isn't a lot of practices where you're going to practice. It's going to be a lot of practices where you get ready for the next opponent. But, you know, January comes every year.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we've got seven games on the road. That's the unfortunate thing about having four games at home before Christmas break. We got seven of the next ten on the road. So we got to make sure that we're ready, focused, communicating, all those types of things in order to get ready for the grind.
Tim Budnick, and head coach of the Tigers, timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Trace Owens, 10, guard, junior.
Cole McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Leindecker, number 23, junior, and I'm a forward.
CJ Ganey, number 24, senior, guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Porsche, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Colby Holfer, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Terson, number 50, senior, guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore, post.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, we're back in Yankton and still waiting here. They're doing the championship ceremony here right now, rolling a video off their new video board. By the way, this video board here is also brand new. They just installed it here over this summer. Now they're showing a video of their three games that they won in going on to the state AA tournament last March. So again, a special night, big night here for the Yankton Bucks. So congratulations to them. And so it'll be delayed here a little bit before we get our game tipped off here tonight between Huron and Yankton. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. The JV game, Huron pulled that out 44-38. The sophomore game went to Yankton. They won that going away. That's what we have for your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So they're just finishing up, I believe, the video here, and they'll be unfurling their new banner here. The Huron Tiger boys are on the bench watching all this. They're just thinking, I think Coach Bud, this is a good teaching moment for him to tell the kids sitting on the bench, you know what, this can be you, but it takes hard work, and not everybody can get things. Nothing comes easily here, so hopefully a good teaching moment for our boys. We got some seniors, but you also have some young players, and maybe next year this can be Yankton watching us put up a banner. That would be a great deal now, wouldn't it? So still doing the introductions here, and They're going to unveil the banner shortly. Let's take a one-minute timeout. Not sure what the timing is here. One-minute timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And just unveiled the new state champion banner there. So again, congratulations, Yankton Bucks, the 2023 state AA boys basketball champions. It was a senior-dominated team. They had eight seniors on that team, and I believe only, just counting who was out there for the program, only four of this year's varsity were members of that varsity team last year. Now we're up to the national anthem. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. Come back here to Yankton. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Just finishing up the national anthem here. We'll get to the starting lineups and we'll be ready to tip off this game shortly between the Huron Tigers and the Yankton Bucks here from the Summit Center in Yankton. Actually took the anthem a little longer. They started a different one, then stopped it and started this one. There is the anthem. Let's give you the starting lineups. Yankton Bucks, record of 1-4. Chris Haynes, their head coach. Here's how they will be on the floor here. Carson Ness is a 6-foot junior. Landon Potts, a 6'1 senior. Potts, the one player that had significant minutes on that state championship team last year. Tucker Gilmore is a 6'4 senior. Just two seniors on the roster for Yankton. Bryce Crawl, a 6-foot junior. Matthew Sheldon, a 6'1 senior. The starting five for Chris Haynes and the Yankton Bucks. For the Huron Tigers, head coach Tim Budenhagen, record of 3-2 on the season. Colt McNeil is a 5'11 junior. Gavin Moding, a 6-foot senior. C.J. Ganey, a 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, a 6'8 sophomore. And Anderson Porish is a 6'3 freshman. Tim Budenhagen, the head coach of the Huron Tigers. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our varsity game tonight, Rusty Keith, Max Morris, and Jacob Studer. They are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. And this is the first time for me that this has happened in a long time. I do not recognize any of those three officials. Those names are new to me. And maybe a little different crew calling our game here tonight than what we have seen in past games, past years even. Still getting Yankton introduced here. We'll take another time out of 1 minute. We'll be ready for tip-off on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deduction. Lease Buick Encore for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months. The new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are underway. Tip control by Blake Elwine for the Huron Tigers. Tigers in the front court going to my right here in the first half. Straight man defense by Yankton. Gainey up top to Anderson Porish. Porish swings it left side. McNeil drive. Little floater from 5 feet. No good. Good look. Did not drop. Rebound Yankton. They're on the run coming up the floor. All the way underneath. Nice little foot pass for two. Matthew Sheldon ran the floor. Got the little pass from Carson Ness. And Yankton up quickly here. 2-0. Back comes Huron now. Looking for the equalizer. Cut to the hoop. Back up top, Moding. Swing it left side. And the three-point shot by McNeil is blocked, picked up by Porish, but he was stepping on the sideline. Two quick shots and out for Huron. And Yankton has the early 2-0 lead. Huron will set up their 2-2-1 press. Didn't do a lot of this against Washington, coming out with it, though, against Yankton. Overhand pass, get it up ahead to Gilmore. Gilmore into the front court, right side. Pass in the middle, Ness. Now get back up top, Potts. He'll run the show for Yankton. Straight man defense by Huron. Ness flips it right side. Deep three for Potts is no good. And grabbing the rebound is Elwine. Elwine pushes up. Porish on the drive. Threw a double team. Lost it on the way up. Kind of forced his way through. Turned it over. Back comes Yankton into the front court. And Gainey with the near steal, he picked the pocket of Potts but ran out of real estate there trying to grab the ball and went out of bounds, and Yankton will keep possession. Inbounding from the timeline. Inbounds comes into Bryce Crawl. Crawl into the front court, now picks up his dribble, hands it off to Ness. Ness will run the offense this time for Yankton against McNeil. Dribbles right, hands off to Potts. Up top, Crawl. Potts, another deep three. That one, no good again. Offensive rebound, Sheldon. And another opportunity for Yankton. Up top, Ness tries to dump it underneath. Goes inside. Nice pass in the middle of the lane, but thrown away by Yankton. One too many passes that time. Thrown away by Gilmore. Gainey with the steal. CJ slides in the corner. Up top, Porish for three. Way short. Rebound saved in by McNeil, but right to a Yankton a buck here on 0 for 3 from the field. Yankton running the floor into the middle, double team, off balance shot, no good for Crawl, gets his own rebound, slips it back out. Gilmore now deep in the corner, Potts another three, airballs it, and then Crawl tried a one-handed rebound and lost it out of bounds. Neither team playing all that sharp right now. 5:46 to go, first quarter, and a 2-0 lead for the Yankton Bucks. Gavin Moding gets Huron into the offense. Huron going to come in with their first sub on the next whistle. Elwine deep on the left side. Will go baseline. Lean in through the double team. A little too strong and a late whistle and a block going to go on Yankton. Looked like one of those calls. If the basket would have went in, they would have played on. It did not. And Blake Elwine will be at the line to shoot two. Foul is on Landon Potts. First of the game, either team. 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Elwine to shoot two. The first one is good. One more shot for Blake Elwine. Second shot is good. Hit them both here on the board. We're tied at two. Yankton again working against the full court pressure in the middle nest. Will cross the timeline and threw it away, but it was saved by, it was stolen by Ganey, but he was falling out of bounds, saved it in and saved it right back to Yankton. Here's the lob, low post, shot up, partially blocked, and a foul gonna go on Blake Elwine. The Huron faithful not happy with the call. Tucker Gilmore will go to the line for two, and Blake Elwine picks up the first foul of the game against the Huron Tigers. Free throw is no good. We're still tied at two. One more shot for Tucker Gilmore. Missed them both. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Sheldon. Looked like he traveled. Spot up jumper for Ness. No good. And this time Huron gets the rebound. Huron into the front court. Spin move. Elwine kicks back out. Offensive foul on Elwine, and already two fouls on Blake Elwine. And we haven't played 3 minutes here in the first quarter. And that will put Elwine to the bench probably for the rest of the first quarter. As into the game for Huron is Holden Haig, and Huron gives up about 8 inches in height with that exchange. Still tied at two. Almost an over and back on Yankton. In the backcourt, a double team. Come back cross court to Ness. Barely get it across the timeline. Underneath, shot up and rolls in for Matthew Sheldon. He has both field goals in the game as 4-2. In favor of Yankton, 4:42 to go. First quarter, slow start. Both teams, Ganey, right wing, up top, Haig. Haig starts the drive, flips back to Ganey on the left wing. Ganey, a deep three, no good. Long rebound, going to be tracked down by Tucker Gilmore in the corner here on 0-for-4 from the field. Drive by Potts, and a wild shot, somehow banked it in. Potts will say he called it all the way at 6-2 Yankton. Huron needs a bucket. They just need an answer here. Down low, Ganey posting up outside three for Porish. Got it. Anderson Porish hits a big three. Huron needed that one. Back to a one-point game now, 6-5 Yankton. We're inside of 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Working the pressure, pass in the middle, Potts. He'll get it across the timeline. Pops corner to lane, almost lost it. Flicks it back to Krall. Krall brings it up top of the key, right side Ness. Huron still in their straight man defense. Ness gets a screen, knocked away by Ganey. And we'll get our first Yankton substitutes. Checking in into the game for Yankton, Easton Nelson. He is a 6 foot junior. And Tate Bestie, a 5'11 sophomore. Colton Ogle in for the first time for Huron. He replaces Gavin Moding. Yankton will inbound on the sideline in front of the Tiger bench. Get it up top to Sheldon. Sheldon at the key, looks right, goes back door. Nice cut to the hoop for two. Bucket for Tate Bestie as he had a nice cut and a nice pass for Matthew Sheldon. Yankton up 8-5. Trace wins in the game with the ball. Cross court, dangerous pass, got it to Ogle. Ogle into the paint, low post, inside to Porish. Kick back out to Haig. Haig gets Porish in the corner, another three. Two in a row, Anderson Porish. Back-to-back threes for the freshman for Huron. We're tied at eight. Nearing 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Yankton in the front court and almost an over and back again. Yankton's flirted with that twice. They get in the hands, though, of Landon Potts. I kind of thought that might have been one. Yankton, Bestie comes left side, drive to the baseline, Nelson, and stepped on the baseline. Huron forces the turnover. Tigers a chance for their first lead of the game. Moding and McNeil back in as Wenz and Ganey come off the floor. Tied at eight. We're at 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Pass right side. McNeil wasn't looking. Went off his back, but right to Haig. Haig gives to McNeil in the corner. He gets cut off by Krall. Flips back to Haig. Left side. Fake by Moding. He'll drive hard to the hoop. Put it off glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Up and in. Holden Haig. Hague just followed the shot like you're taught to do, and you're on their first lead, 10-8, 2:20 to go, first quarter. Yankton gets it across the baseline. Here's the drive to the hoop, blocked by Porish. Crawl, though, lost the ball, and Porish blocked Crawl's shot. Crawl came down with it, put the ball on the floor, and it looked like it came off Crawl's heel, but evidently was last touched by Porish, and Yankton will get another shot at the possession. Carson Evans in for the first time as Holden Hague leaves the floor. Looks like he ran to the locker room. Right side, it's Ness back up top. Yankton has Bestie with the ball. Bestie drives down to the baseline. Back left side, Gilmore. Gilmore goes into a double-team baseline. Back up top, Potts threw it cross court, threw it right to Ogle. Ogle into the front court. In transition, he has the ball knocked away, saves it to Evans. Here's McNeil on the drive. Hard to the hoop, no good, but he got hacked and fouled. Two shots on the way for Colton McNeil. McNeil in particular has been very aggressive with the ball here in this first quarter. We have a minute 45 to go in the first, 10-8 lead. Huron and Yankton wants a timeout. Timeout Bucks. We'll take a break. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
30-second timeout taken in by the Yankton Bucks. I'm Jeff Duffy here on Tiger Basketball. Tuesday night made the road trip here down south to the River City. I think they call themselves that. Colt McNeil, free throw is good. Huron extends the lead to 11-8. I think this is a 6-0 run by Huron now. One more shot for McNeil. The junior hits both. And Huron extends the lead to 12-8 with a minute 45 to go, first quarter. And Yankton working against the full court pressure. They come all the way up ahead to Gilmore. And then a foul, a blocking call going to go on Huron, I think, on Carson Evans. He was trying to take the sideline away and got whistled for the block. Evans with his first, third team on Huron. Yankton will inbound. Get it up top to Ness. They like to have the ball in the hands of Ness or Potts. Ness will drive the paint. Free throw line. Kick back out to Potts. Potts free throw line. Swing it to Ness. Ness right wing is Moating in his grill. Feed it back up top. Drive to the hoop. Gilmore threw a double team. Banked it in. High off the glass for two. Gilmore with his first bucket of the game. 12-10, Huron's lead sliced to 2 with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Low post, McNeil kick it back out. Evans for 3. Back of the iron, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Yankton going to retrieve it, and a foul going to go on McNeil. McNeil was trying to stop momentum as the ball was saved underneath the basket, but couldn't hold himself. He picks up his first and the fourth team on Huron. Minute 2 to go, first quarter. Yankton will have the bonus on another Huron foul here in the first. By the way, new guy in there for Yankton. That is Beck Riken, a 5'8 sophomore of that Riken clan. Yankton bring the ball up. Sheldon gets the ball up ahead to Gilmore. Now it's Ness up top. Ness wants to go baseline. Kick it 3 in the corner. Potts got it. Landon Potts hits a 3. He's got 5, and Yankton regains the lead. 13-12, 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Into the front court, it's Moating, now backs it out, still straight man, both ends of the floor by these two teams. Moating dribbles off to the right, has McNeil at the key. McNeil flips left to Porish. Porish, nice move, baseline, weaves in, shot up, is short. Boy, a good look, just did not go for Porish, and Yankton's going to hold it for one shot with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. Out by the timeline is Potts. They have a 1-point lead. We'll hold it for one shot. Potts goes back door. There's Ness hard to the hoop for two, and a blocking call going to go on Moding. Huron not happy with that call. Moding thought he had the charge. They call the foul on Moding, and it's a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Carson Ness, his first bucket. Yankton on a 7-0 run here at the end of the first quarter, 3.3 seconds to go in the first. Ness at the line to shoot one. Free throw is good. And Yankton up 16-12, 3 seconds to work with. McNeil Porish, three quarters of the court shot, no good. After one, it's Yankton 16, here on 12. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? TV Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? TV Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, TV Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Start the second quarter. Yankton on an 8-0 run. They lead 16-12, and they have possession to start the second quarter. Ganey, Elwine back in for Huron. Huron has the starting five back on the floor. Kick out in the corner. Open three for Sheldon is short. Rebound, Porish. Boy, no call on that. Ball was slapped out of bounds by Gilmore, but boy, Gilmore definitely... Well, it looked like he was pushing off on Porish there. End of the day, Huron has the ball, will take it, as Yankton misses on their first shot of the second quarter. Huron trying to stem some of this momentum that Yankton has. Moding up at the top of the key, stay with the man-to-man. Have double high post there. They get it to Elwine out on the left wing. Elwine spin move baseline, has Ness on him. Backing his way in, Moding for three at the key, no good. Offensive rebound, Elwine puts it up and in. Elwine with the putback off the miss by Moding. Coach Haynes didn't like something on that offensive rebound. Here on back within two, 16-14. Pass gets up ahead into the front court to Gilmore. Gilmore hard to the hoop for two. Nobody got in front of him, just a hard drive by Tucker Gilmore, his second bucket. Yankton back up 4, 18-14. 1 minute gone, second quarter. In the corner, it's Porish. Porish stopped in the lane. Kick out to McNeil for three. No good. Huron has not been able to connect on those threes except for the two by Porish. Yankton looks to extend the lead. Here's the drive shot up. No good. Sheldon was trying to... prevent a charge down the floor. Huron in transition gets the layup. C.J. Ganey was ahead of everybody. I think Yankton was kind of complaining there wasn't a foul called on Sheldon's shot, and nobody got back defensively. Huron back within two. Huron pressing again, still in the backcourt, handed off. Potts brings it into the front court, goes baseline, leans in. Had a partially blocked ball knocked away by it from Elwine. Little jumper, no good. Slapped out and picked up by Yankton. Potts in the corner. Three, got it. Well, gave him three shots. Could not grab the offensive or the defensive rebound. And Yankton goes up by five, 21-16. Here's Ganey on the drive, being fouled by Krall. Gets it back up top. Porish, right side, McNeil. McNeil has a lane. Goes in, lost it on the way up. Boy, McNeil had a wide open layup, lost it on the layup, way up. And right now, Yankton, a chance to extend the lead. Potts for three, no good. Porish with the rebound. Went one too many times to the well there. Porish drives, Euro step, and a blocking call going to go on Yankton. Count the shot for Porish. He'll get two. Yankton can't complain too much about that call because looked pretty much the same as the one that went against Moding right at the end of the first quarter. Anderson Porish with 8 points will look to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul's on Landon Potts, his second. I think that's the only two fouls been called on Yankton in the first half. Free throw, no good for Porridge, but offensive rebound. Ganey, Huron gets another chance. Here's Elwine. He's going to be called. Went in for the dunk, and now what happened? There was a whistle as Elwine was driving, and then he went up to the bat rim and then kind of hung on the rim. Now all three officials are having a discussion. And what are we calling here? Well, we're going to let Colton Ogle come in. Porish comes off. I still don't know what the call is here. Elwine was driving. They blew the whistle. He was trying to go for the dunk and hung on the rim. Yankton wanted a tee. And I have absolutely no idea why they blew the whistle in the first place. We'll play on. Ganey drives, kicks out Moding. Moding to the hoop. Little floater in the lane. In and out. No good. Rebound underneath for Sheldon. Yankton in the front court. They're up by three with the ball. Drive hard to the hoop. Blocked by Ogle, but he came down with the ball. Ness just trying to go hard to the hoop. And Yankton will run the out of bounds on the baseline. Lob comes in up top to Gilmore. Swing it left side to Crawl. Crawl looks right. Bestie back into the game with the ball. Hands it off to Ness. Ness resets the offense. He'll drive, gets away from Ganey, goes into Ogle, and nice play by Ogle as he helped out and knocked the ball away. Down the floor, and a blocking call going to go on Yankton. You had Elwine driving to the hoop. That would have been his third foul if it went the other way. The foul is on Gilmore, his first. Oh boy, they're even giving Elwine the shot here. I didn't think he was trying to shoot the ball at all. He misses the first free throw anyway. 4:48 to go here in the first half. 21-18, Yankton on top. Second free throw, good. One out of two for Elwine. He's got five. Two-point game, 21-19, Yankton. Huron with the pressure in the middle of Ness. Now he'll bring the ball up against Trace Wenz, who's back in the game. At the top of the key, here's the pick and roll down low inside. Turnaround side, Sheldon, no good. Moding has the rebound. A lot of pick and roll tonight by Yankton. Elwine, three, key, no good. Rebound tapped out, and Moding able to hustle it down. Give Huron another chance. Moding to the hoop for two. Little scoop shot curled around his defender. And we have a timeout, Huron. Nice drive by Moding to get the bucket. We're tied at 21, 4:16 to go, first half. Timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back in Yankton, each team has used a 30-second timeout here in the first half. We're tied at 21. Each team's had their little runs. Off the timeout, Yankton working against the Huron pressure. Bestie in the backcourt. Comes cross-court to Ness. Ness still in the backcourt. Stops, double-team, finds the middle. Gilmore goes to Crawl on the baseline. Crawl double-team, lost the ball. Somebody got a hand on it and is picked up by Moding. Gavin into the front court, right side. Dribbles into the paint, kick out Ganey. Ganey outside, Ogle wants three, in and out, all of the rim popped out. Rebound, Yankton and Sheldon. Into the front court, flip in the corner to Crawl. He'll take the three, no good, long rebound, and Ganey able to grab it. Up ahead, Porish. And a reach behind, nice catch by Anderson. Anderson goes around the defender, no good, gets his own rebound. Underneath, turn, shoot, scores. Anderson Porish working hard underneath. He's in double figures with 10. And Huron regains the lead, 23-21. 3:14 to go in the first half. Sheldon, a little wraparound pass, and we have a 10-second count on Yankton. Wasn't even watching the shot clock there. Sheldon tried to wrap around there to Potts. It almost looked like an over and back again, but it ends up being a turnover to Huron anyway. Holden Haig checks back on the floor for Huron as Elwine comes off. Elwine with those two fouls. I'm kind of spotting him here. Don't want him to pick up a cheap third here in the first half. Huron will inbound Haig right back to Moding. Carson Evans back on the floor as well for Huron. Moding outside. Now drives off to the right wing. Has Ganey. Porish up top. Porish feeds the post up there. Ganey, baseline jumper, tough shot. He was posting up the smaller player in Riken. And a first or second bucket of the game for Ganey. And Huron up 4, 25-21. Double team. They get it back in the middle. Ness, he'll drive. Kick out. Back up top, Sheldon. Reverse left side. Open three for Potts. No good. And Evans up high for the rebound. Yankton struggling shooting the ball here second quarter. Moding brings the ball up, 2.5 minutes to go. First half, Huron up 4 with possession. Moding up top, dribbles off to the right, trying to use a screen, goes to the block, to the hoop. Offensive foul on Moding. You kind of see that one coming. There were really three defenders there for Yankton. I think officially Sheldon draws the charge. Second foul on Moding. First team foul on Huron in the second quarter. Moding will leave. Trace Wenz and Colton McNeil come in as Moding and Haig come off, I believe. Well, we got five guys out there, and that's what we need. Yankton works the ball against the Huron pressure. Sheldon now back cross court to Potts, still in the backcourt, and finally gets it up ahead. Ness, open three, right wing, too strong. Ganey with the rebound. Ganey on the push, bounce pass, Evans running the floor to the hoop for two. He shot it up over Sheldon. Gathered himself and took it up before Sheldon could react. Huron up 6, 27-21, first bucket for Evans. Potts into the front court, goes baseline. Kick back up top to Gilmore. Gilmore working hard to the hoop. Rims it in and out, rolled all the way around the rim, rattled out. Rebound McNeil, wins into the front court. Has Ganey in the corner for three, got it. C.J. Ganey has 7 points. Yankton a timeout. Huron's opened a 30-21 lead with a minute 32 to go in the first half. Timeout Yankton, 1 minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Minute and a half to go, first half. Huron up by 9. Yankton working the pressure, get it into the front court. Huron drops back in their man-to-man defense. Coming up top, Carson Ness will get the set going for Yankton. Dribbles right, now hands it off to Sheldon. Cross court to Potts. Potts has Ganey on him. They set a screen. Potts dribbles around the perimeter, now backs it off against Evans. 10 seconds on the shot clock, and Yankton throws it away. Potts and Ness weren't on the same page there in the corner, and Yankton starting to get a little ragged there. Huron's played well defensively here in the second quarter. Yankton showing some pressure in the backcourt, but just picking him up man-to-man. Wenz will bring the ball up, being checked there by Potts, gets it across the timeline, and Potts steals it away. He's going to go back and get the wide open layup, and it's, you know, almost went off, but it goes in for two. 10 points for Landon Potts. 30-23, Huron's lead, sliced to seven. Wentz, back door, Porish is slapped away. Nice play by Gilmore. He slapped it away, or else that would have been a layup for Porish. Huron will keep possession. Yankton thought maybe Porish was the last one to touch it. Certainly a bang-bang play. We'll keep possession, though. Porish up top. 37 seconds to go, first half. Huron's lead at seven. Evans, they're trying to post up McNeil underneath. Right side, Porish. Porish holds the ball, brings it back up top. Now, Ganey will reset. We're down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's McNeil on the right side. 8, 7 seconds shot clock. Porish, left side Ganey, head fake. Pulls up, 18-footer, baseline, in and out. Cut all the rim. Potts with the rebound. They got 9 seconds to work with. Down the floor, reverse layup, no good. Rebound, a big crash, no call. Wentz down the floor. He got hit from behind. Shot up at the buzzer, in and out. A lot of contact on both ends of the floor, and no whistles were blown. You could have called two fouls on Huron and one foul on Yankton. We called no fouls. We're at the half. Huron 30, Yankton 23. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
There are a lot of breaks out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime in Yankton. Huron, a nice rally at the last half of the second quarter. They lead 30-23. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Some halftime scores. Mitchell leads Harrisburg 26-24 at the Cornut. O'Gorman rolling over Brookings 39-16. Look at AA girls going on tonight. O'Gorman leads Brookings 22-6 at the end of the first quarter. Pierre, late in this first half, leads Lincoln 23-8. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, 30-23. Huron with the lead at half. Did lead by 9 before Yankton got that last layup. And then a couple of chances to score for both teams at the end of the half. Nobody converted. And at the half, Huron a 30-23 lead. We'll give you the stats, run down anything else of interest. We'll take this timeout first. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We are back at the half here on Tigers, a nice second quarter, and they lead the Yankton Bucks 30-23. Huron outscored Yankton 18-7 in that second quarter. It was actually 18-5 until that late steal and layup by Landon Potts. Potts leads Yankton in scoring. He's got 10 points, 4 points apiece. Tucker Gilmore and Matthew Sheldon, 3 for Carson Ness, 2 for Tate Bestie. For Huron, 10 points, Anderson Porish, 7 for C.J. Ganey, 5 points, Blake Elwine, and 2 points apiece, Colton McNeil, Gavin Moding, Holden Haig, and Carson Evans. Shooting the first half, Huron 11 of 24, about 47.5%. Yankton went 10 of 26, and I didn't do the arithmetic on that, but obviously probably right around 40%. Free throw shooting, Huron was 5 of 6. From the charity stripe, Yankton 1 of 1. They only shot one free throw in the first half. In our halftime score, 30-23. Huron leading Yankton. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Get set for our second half on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
An electric Chevrolet Buick GMC of Huron. Check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deduction. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months. Three walls on the door. Get the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC of Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Ready to go with the second half. Huron Tigers a 30-23 lead off a nice second quarter. And, well, the shooting percentages tell the whole thing. Yankton in the first quarter shot 7 of 13 to Huron 3 of 9. In the second quarter, Huron 8 of 15 to Yankton's 3 of 13. So, again, the team that shot better won each quarter, but Huron had that nice run. Also picked some transition points up as well. Played a lot of that first half without Blake Elwine, who had got two fouls in the first 3 minutes of the game. Went out then played some in the second quarter. I don't think he played, though, the last 3 minutes of the first half, but things were going well without him. He avoided getting that third foul and... Now can start the second half with the two fouls. Not a lot of fouls called, but Elwine and Moding each have two for Huron. Potts has two for Yankton. Now what I have on my score sheet, Yankton only got called for three fouls total in the first half. Huron will have possession here to begin the third quarter. Going to my left now for the second half. Starters on the floor both ways. And McNeil will get Huron into the offense. Cross the timeline. Straight man. I don't think I've seen any zone tonight, either team. Moting up top from Porish. Dribbles off to left side. Spin move into the paint. Gets cut off. Nice play by Sheldon back up top. McNeil drives to the hoop for two. Went right around Potts. McNeil, his first field goal of the game. He's got four. Huron back up by nine. Get the trap. Yankton breaks it into the front court. Ball tip, but Ness controls and will set it up for the Bucks. Huron back up by nine equals their largest lead of the game. Hand off to Crawl. Little spin move. Flip to the left to Sheldon. Back door wide open. Somebody lost Tucker Gilmore on the cut. He gets an easy layup. Yankton gets their first bucket of the second half, 32-25 Huron. Moding sets, flips it left side to Ganey. Ganey cross court, nice catch by McNeil in the corner, Moding. Moding a couple of dribbles, isolated out there with Sheldon. Moding drives into the paint, got to do something, does the Euro step, no good. Tried to flick it up with the left hand, rebound by Sheldon. Yankton in the front court, Ness, lob in, Sheldon, low post against Porish, bowls his way in, up for two. Matthew Sheldon with the bucket. He's got six, Yankton within five, 32-27. Elwine in the front court, splits the double team, gets tripped, and the loose ball picked up by Yankton up the floor. Little bobble there by Sheldon. Throw back in the middle, Potts leans in for two, and Yankton a 6-0 run. And they have sliced the lead to three, 32-29, and they did it very quickly. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Porish, Huron needs a bucket here. Moting right wing, they'll post up on the baseline to Ganey. He's cut off and threw the ball away. Another turnover picked up by Potts down the floor. Stops, shoots, no good. He's fouled, and two free throws coming up for Landon Potts. Boy, Huron scored that first bucket here to start the second half, and now Yankton has just taken complete control here, and they have cut the lead from 9-3 in a very quick fashion. Two shots coming up for Landon Potts. First free throw is good. He's got 13 to lead all scorers. Yankton within two. Again, this has happened very quickly in about a minute and a half. An 8-0 run by Yankton. 9-0 run is both free throws good for Landon Potts. Long pass up the floor. Moding has it on the baseline, double teamed, and a foul going to go on Yankton. If that's on Potts, is his third. It's either Potts or Sheldon. And it is on Landon Potts. So Potts, leading scorer in the game, picks up his third. For now, he's going to stay on the floor. And some Yankton students sitting on the bottom row of the bleachers on my side saying you have to get up a spot. Down on the baseline, Moding up top. Three for Porish. No good. High rebound and ripped down by Gilmore. Took it away from Moding. Here's Yankton, a chance to regain the lead after down by nine just a moment ago. Drive by Ness, pulls up with a 10-footer, no good. Porish has the rebound. First miss from the field for Yankton. Huron throws the ball away, trying to get it up to McNeil, so just turn it right back over. Again, Yankton a chance to regain the lead. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Ness will back it out against Porish. Get it off on the left side, crawl. Now Potts, high post. Gilmore tried to lob it to Sheldon, and he and Sheldon weren't on the same page on the lob. And Yankton turns it back over to Huron. 5:01 to go, third quarter. Huron's 9-point lead is down to one, 32-31. Porish into the front court. Up top, McNeil. McNeil will drive baseline, tries to wrap around. Up top, Porish. Now Ganey. Ganey almost stumbled. Ganey, a nice move. Floater! And a block going to go on Yankton. Could have went either way. Foul's going to go on Matthew Sheldon. That'll be his first, and two free throws for Ganey. I'm actually, to be honest, a little surprised that did not go against C.J. Ganey, but we'll take it. So Ganey at the line. First Potts is going to mop up some sweat. We've had a lot of bodies on the floor in this game. 4:51 to go in the third quarter. Huron 32, Yankton 31. And Potts still doing the janitorial services here. And now Ganey will shoot two after the first one. We're going to have a pair of subs come in. Ganey with 7 points. First free throw is in and out, no good. Ogle in for Huron, replacing McNeil. In for Yankton is Easton Nelson, as Crawl comes off the floor. Ganey will try to salvage the back end of these two free throws. Got that one. He's got eight. The lead two, 33-31. Timeout Huron. 4:51 to go, third quarter. Huron's lead's been cut to two. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Each team has used two timeouts, both 30s for Huron, a 30 and a full for Yankton. Huron comes out with the full court pressure, and this time with Elwine playing the point. Yankton works it in the backcourt. Sheldon, cross-court pass, nearly stolen. Boy, that looked like over and back, and they don't call it. Got caught in the air by Gilmore from the front court, and he caught it before it went in the backcourt. Yankton, though, keeps possession. Sheldon on the left wing. Gets it up top to Ness. Ness into a double team. Little fadeaway blocked by Elwine. But then Ogle kind of knocked it away from Elwine. And Yankton will keep possession. Pa- spots or in the out-of-bounds play on the baseline in the corner. Wide open three, Nelson, no good. Rebound comes down to Elwine. On the push, Ganey. Cross-court, Ogle on the left wing. Colton behind the back through the lane, and the scoop shot does not go. Nice drive, did not go, and back comes Yankton. Again, a chance to tie or even take the lead with a long ball. Nearing the middle point of the third quarter, Nelson on the right wing gets it back up top to Gilmore or Sheldon. Left side, deep three for Potts, no good. Rebound underneath for Gilmore. He'll kick back out. Yankton will get another opportunity. Ness with the drive, feeds back in the middle. Oh, right through the hands of Moting. Down the floor, little jumper in the paint, no good for Sheldon. Rebound for Huron. Left side, Ganey in the corner, Moting. Moting goes baseline through the double team, but a wild shot, no good. Huron is attacking the basket, but not much success. Still 33-31 Huron, 3:23 to go, third quarter. Pull-up jumper for Potts, no good. Rebound slapped out, last touch by Elwine. Both teams really struggling to shoot the ball. Yankton hit their first three shots when they cut the nine-point lead down to one. But since then, Yankton has missed six shots in a row. Huron is one of five from the field. I might have missed a shot or two there. Sub in for Yankton. Krall is back on the floor. Evans back into the game for Huron. Lob comes in to a Sheldon up top. Left side, Potts. Potts will go baseline. Lost his feet and threw it away. Threw it right to Moting. Moting shovels it up ahead to Ganey. Ganey, left-handed layup for two. Moting and Ganey work together, 10 points for Ganey. And Huron finally breaks the scouting or the scoring drought for both teams, 35-31. And the ball thrown away in the backcourt. Boy, it looked like it was, to me, it was tipped by Elwine. Ness was trying to throw it back across the court to Nelson, and it was way behind Nelson. I just assumed it was tipped. They say no. Turnover yanked, and Huron will get the ball. 2:54 to go. It's been a very sluggish third quarter. And now we have a whistle away from the ball and a offensive foul on Huron. I did not see what happened. It was away from the ball, moving screen or something. That on Elwine would be his third. It is. It's on Blake Elwine. I have no idea what happened. It was away from the ball, but they called a moving screen or something. So Yankton gets the ball back into the front court, double team by the sideline, and timeout Yankton as Elwine and Moting had Ness in trouble. Timeout Yankton, 2:46 to go, third quarter, here on up four, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
2:46 to go, third quarter. Yankton, two timeouts remaining. They'll inbound it. Ness in the backcourt will bring it up, being checked by Moting. Ness, couple of dribbles, hands it off right side Potts. Now Ness again in the corner. Back off to the left side, Sheldon. Sheldon drives on Evans to the block, to the hoop. Blocked from behind by Evans and picked out of there by Ganey. Ganey in the front court, drives, gets by his man, flips back to Moting. Left side, Porish. Porish tried to drive, cut off by Sheldon. Here's the drive by Ogle. Slip pass on the baseline, kick out three. Ganey, no good. Rebound, and Ogle took it away, and now Evans takes it away. Good hustle by Huron. Backdoor, Moting for two. Good hustle by Ogle and Evans. They kept the ball alive for Huron. Finally get the layup on the third shot for Moting. And Huron back up six, 37-31. Potts on the drive to the hoop, no good, and they're going to wave it off anyway. No shots, and a foul is going to be called on Huron. Ganey, I believe I heard them say, yep, Ganey picks up his second foul. Third team on Huron here in the third quarter. We're down to a minute 49 to go in the third. 37-31, Huron leading. McNeil checks back into the game as Moding comes out. Lob pass comes all the way up top to Nelson. Left side, Potts winds up for three. In and out, all the rim. And Porish able to grab the rebound. Nobody really went after it. Get it to McNeil. McNeil will push into the front court. Almost carried it. Underneath, they go to Evans. Evans at the block. Little turnaround from 10 is short. Rebound for Gilmore, and he's on the move. Gets back left side. Yankton now can set it up. Right side Ness going to post up on the baseline. In the corner, Potts. Potts, little head fake. Ball stripped, but picked up by Gilmore. Gilmore to the baseline. Cut off by a double team. Back up top to Potts. Yankton will reset. 1:05 to go here in the third quarter. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Open three. Crawl in the corner. No good. Offensive rebound. Yankton. They can't get the putback there either. And we'll have a jump ball. It'll stay with Yankton. But a wide open putback for Ness, and he could not get it to go. Kind of the way this night has went for both teams shooting the ball. Haig is back into the game as Evans comes out, and back into the game, Tate Bestie for Yankton. So Yankton gets the ball on the possession arrow and a fresh shot clock, 54 seconds to go. Third quarter here on up six. In the corner, Potts, low post. Inside Sheldon, kick back out, get it up top to Ness. Ness against Ganey. Back off left side, Potts. Potts has Haig on him. And they're going to call a hand check on Haig. That'll be the fourth team foul, so no free throws yet. Haig with his first foul. And Yankton a fresh shot clock with 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. Matthew Sheldon back into the game for Yankton. Still 37-31. Yankton's been stuck at 31 for quite a while. Inbounds and handed off to Ness. Go right side to Potts. Potts looking inside against McNeil. Oh, almost stolen by Ogle. Picked up, though, by Sheldon. Almost lost the ball. Gets it back to Potts. Potts wants to drive into the lane. Nice slip pass underneath, but the bunny, no good, but kept alive by Yankton. Three for Sheldon, no good, and McNeil goes up for the rebound. Huron's got 15 seconds to work with, but McNeil loses the ball out of bounds, and a foul going to go on McNeil. Again, Huron just trying to play too fast. Again, the game has been very physical. The foul is on McNeil, who lost the ball, and that puts Yankton in the bonus. They'll get two free throws with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, we had 15 seconds left. Just get the ball in the front court. Let everybody set it up and get a clean shot. Instead, we turn it over. And at the free throw line is Tucker Gilmore. Has 6 points in the game. And bounces in the first one. Wasn't pretty, but it went in. He missed two free throws in the first quarter. And that's the first point for Yankton in a while, 37-32. Yankton back within five. And one free throw pending. Elwine and Porish back into the game for Huron. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Ganey grabs it. Got time, 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Huron up five with the ball. Ganey, 6, 5 seconds. Here's Elwine, left side, 4, 3. Elwine, step back, 3, no good. That will end the third quarter. Here on 37, Yankton 32. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Ready with the fourth quarter. Kind of a survival game for both teams. Both teams did not shoot the ball well in the third. Huron 3 of 10. Yankton 3 of 14. But yet, 5-point game, 37-32, and Huron with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Ganey flips right side. Haig starts the fourth quarter for Huron. Flips back left side, Porish. Porish into the paint. Kick out Ganey for three. Right wing, got it. C.J. Ganey drains a three to start the fourth quarter. He's got 13. Huron back up by 8, 40-32, with about 30 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Yankton, right side, Sheldon will feed in low post. Little turnaround, no good. Foul going to go on Huron as Gilmore just trying to use his power against Porish. He'll get two shots. 7:27 to go in the game. Huron 40, Yankton 32, 1 minute after 8 o'clock. This is KIJV, AM-FM Huron. And Sheldon, first free throw is good. Or excuse me, Tucker Gilmore. I keep getting those guys confused. Second free throw, hit them both. He was 0 for 2 in the first half, 3 of 4 here in the fourth quarter. And the lead at 6 again, 40-34, Huron. Moding has Ganey on the right side, trying to post up Elwine. Now Elwine comes out to screen, cross court, Moding left side, Haig in the corner. Haig waiting for some help. Got to get rid of it. Now he starts to drive baseline, brings it back out. Back door to Elwine, blocked though by Potts. Elwine blocked by Potts down the floor. Layup is good. Yankton in transition scores with Gilmore. Potts blocks the 6'8" Elwine. And Yankton within four, and there's another steal. Yankton with the steal. That's Potts to the layup, 4-2. It's a 2-point game. Landon Potts picked the pocket of C.J. Ganey. Huron's lead of 8 is down to 2 in a hurry. Again, 6.5 minutes to go. Yankton making some noise. Haig, right side Porish. Nice head fake. Hard to the hoop. Off glass for 2. Porish with the answer for Huron. His first bucket of the second half. He's got a dozen. Huron wants a timeout. 6:22 to go in the game. Huron 42, Yankton 38. Timeout 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
6:22 to go in the game. Huron 42, Yankton 38. Yankton with the ball off the Huron timeout. Each team has two timeouts remaining, two full timeouts remaining. In the front court, Sheldon stops on the left wing. Back up top, Ness. Ness drives on Ganey behind the back. Back up top, new guy in there for Yankton. That's Macon Grotenheist. Don't remember him playing before. Left side, Potts pulls the trigger for three, in and out. Rebound for Porish. Gets in the middle to Elwine. Up ahead, Moding. Moding in the front court. Yankton, though, is back defensively. Up top, Ganey wants another three. Got it! C.J. Gainey, a pair of threes here in the fourth quarter. And Huron extends the lead to 7, 45-38. 5:40 to go in the game. It's been stayed tight this whole way. Here's Potts into the front court, flips left side, Grotenheis, and runs into his own man, picked up by Gainey, loose ball, Gainey for the layup. Grotenheis ran into his own teammate, Ness, the ball rolled away, and Gainey took it for the breakaway layup. Huron back up by 9, 47-38, with 5:15 to go in the game. Huron scores quickly. Back door, they go inside, Banker no good, and a blocking call on Moding. How do you call that? Moding was set underneath. Well, we're just all over the place. At the free throw line, Matthew Sheldon to shoot two. Sheldon has 6 points in the game. Now it is on Elwine. I thought it was on Moding. It is on Elwine. That's number four on Blake. Elwine picks up his fourth. He'll come out of the game. Colton Ogle will check back in for Huron. Ogle being asked to play some big minutes now with Elwine on the bench with four fouls. Sheldon misses on the first free throw. One more, and that back of the rim, no good. Ogle grabs the board. Up ahead, McNeil into the front court, and almost an over and back on Huron. Flirting with disaster there. Ogle has Gainey on the baseline. CJ brings it back out, shovel it to Porish. Deep three is short. Rebound, good block out by Sheldon underneath. Probably didn't need to go that quick on the shot. Huron up nine, Yankton into the front court. Sheldon kind of tied up there on the sideline, gets it to Crawl. Now Ness will get Yankton into the offense. Ness out near the timeline, guarded by Ogle. Flips it right side to Potts, has McNeil on him, up top Crawl. Now squaring up is Gilmore. The ball nearly stolen by McNeil, but Ness gets control. 4:03 on the shot clock. They go inside, knocked away by Ogle, and shot clock violation gives the ball to the Huron Tigers. I think really on the right wing, Sheldon was not aware that the shot clock was running out. And Huron's defense does the job. Shot clock violation with 4:18 to go in the game. Huron up 9 with the ball. Moding into the front court. Double high post there, Porish and Ogle. Moding backs it out near the timeline. Ogle pops out on the left wing. Ogle has a lane, drives, lost the ball on the way up. Offensive foul on Ogle. Drawing the charge was Ness. Ogle with his first, third team foul on Huron. Yankton is yet to be whistled for any, and Elwine's going to come in. Again, Elwine out there with four fouls. He's been in foul trouble the entire night. Yankton will inbounds. Huron had a chance to open their biggest lead of the game, did not convert. Ness in the backcourt being guarded by Moding. Ness will get Yankton set up off to the right side. They're trying to post up. Here's the drive to the paint. Kick out in the corner. Open three. Sheldon, no good. Long rebound. Moding up high and grabs it. He's on the run. Gainey down the floor. Flips back to Porish off glass for two. Good ball movement by Huron. Moding to Gainey to Porish. And Huron leads by 11. Biggest lead of the game, 49-38. With 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Low post Crawl runs into Elwine. Offensive foul on Crawl. And Elwine was playing a very a flaccid defense there. He was just going to stand there with his arms up, and Crawl ended up being called for the walk. Back comes Huron into the front court. Get in the middle, right side Moding. Moding back up top, reverse it left side. Here's Elwine on the baseline. Double team, hard to the hoop, stripped and stolen by Yankton. Down the floor, the ball knocked away by Gainey, picked up by Potts. He's double teamed, throws back behind Ness. Ness has it inside of 3 minutes to go. Ness for three, no good. Long rebound comes out to Moding. Yankton just cannot hit from the perimeter tonight. They have not been able to hit their three-point shots. Huron up 11 with the ball. 2:44 to go in the game. Keep that clock rolling. Moding on the right wing. There's Elwine underneath again. Stolen away. Taken away by Yankton. Huron turns it over again. Here's Potts on the drive, knocked away from behind by Ganey on the floor, and we have a jump ball. Possession stays with Yankton. Ganey knocked the ball away from, I believe, Potts, and then it went into a pile with, I believe, Crawl and Elwine fighting over the ball. Jump ball will get keep the possession down on the Yankton end. 2:27 to go in the game. Lob comes out to Gilmore, top of the key. Now Potts. Potts drives into the paint. Hard to the hoop for two. Went around Elwine, who didn't want to pick up that fifth foul. Potts with the bucket. And Yankton back within nine, 49-40. Timeout, Yankton Bucks. 2:19 to go in the game. Huron up nine. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
2:19 to go in the game, 49-40. Huron leading, Yankton down to one timeout remaining. Pressure by Yankton. Huron breaks it front court. McNeil, he'll bring it back, give it to Elwine outside. Now Ganey. Yankton stays in their man-to-man defense. Huron will see if they can whittle down a little shot clock. McNeil on the left side as we hit 2 minutes to go in the game. Huron up nine. McNeil spins, has a lane block, but right down to Porish underneath. Kick out three, four. Ganey got it! Offensive rebound, and Ganey able to drain it. He has scored 11 here in the fourth quarter, and now we have a whistle, and what do we have? I was looking at my score sheet. I didn't think what happened. Well, didn't see what happened going down the floor. And I think we have a technical foul called on Huron, maybe on McNeil. And again, I didn't see what happened. Yankton was coming down the floor. Huron's up 12, but Yankton could get two free throws and the ball. Potts at the line to shoot two. 52-40 Huron with a minute 41 to go. First free throw is no good. Yankton struggling at the free throw line as well. Now, they haven't put a foul up on the board, so I'm assuming it was on Ganey. Okay, thanks. Second free throw is good. 1-2 for Potts. So, again, I didn't see what happened after Ganey made the three. But evidently a technical foul was called on him or something. And Yankton with the ball after hitting 1 out of 2 free throws. Potts in the middle. Here's the drive into the paint. An offensive foul as Gilmore plowed over Blake Elwine. And you can see all that was putting a shoulder down by Gilmore. And Elwine, again, playing with four fouls. He just let himself get run over. And just the second team foul here on into the front court. Second team foul on Yankton. Moding goes baseline. Double team calls timeout. Minute 32 to go in the game. Here on looking to hang on up 52-41. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the timeout and a foul called on Yankton as Ganey was trapped near the sideline. Yankton being aggressive, but they pretty much have to be. And now no bonus here yet. The foul is on Tucker Gilmore, I believe. Nope, it is on Crawl. That's his second. Third team on Yankton. Minute. Now we have a whistle and another timeout. Budnagin's going to use his final timeout here. Minute 29 to go in the game here on Up 11. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, we're back here, and Huron not happy. Huron was ready to inbound the play. They had the play set up, and then the buzzer went off again for a second time. They had to stop play. Double team on Elwine, trying to get rid of it. In the corner, Ogle. Ogle flips it to Ganey, hard to the hoop. It's short, but a foul going to go, I believe, on Yankton again. That will put Ganey to the line. Boy, they had a little roll there going to the basket. I think Porish was open off the timeout, and all of a sudden the buzzer went off again, and Budnagin had a few choice words for whoever's running the clock there on the scorer's table. Ganey at the line. First free throw is short. Fouls on Sheldon, his second. C.J. Ganey, he scored 11 points here in the fourth quarter, and I believe 19 for the game. Second free throw is good. Hits one out of two. 21 for Ganey, excuse me. Here on up 12 with a minute 19 to go. Into the front court, Ness. Ness will go hard against Moding. Can't get the shot off. Now spin, shoots. Nice shot by Ness. Hit it. Tough shot, too. His first bucket of the second half. He's got five. And Yankton with a steal. They pick the pocket of Moding. Three for Potts. No good. Gets his own rebound. Brings it back down. Goes baseline. Wraparound pass. Knocked around. Tipped around. Now Sheldon in the corner. Another open three. Potts got that one. Potts for three. And Yankton within seven. 45, 44 seconds to go. Huron has to inbound it. Elwine and hits it off of Sheldon again. Shot up, no good. And Elwine with the rebound, then he gets rolled up from the back, and a foul going to go on Yankton. Boy, Yankton's press, they've been forcing turnovers, and as long as they... it's not a foul on Yankton. It's just out of bounds on Yankton. Huron will inbound it. I thought that was a foul on Yankton as somebody rolled up the back of Blake Elwine's leg. And Huron will inbound it from the baseline. As long as they let Yankton do their press like that, they got a very good chance of getting turnovers. Elwine going to throw it. He's got McNeil deep, two on one, and McNeil just going to drift back up top. Now get it to Elwine. Elwine dribbles through a double team and gets fouled. Fortunate there. We're down to 29 seconds to go and a seven-point lead. So three-possession game, and it's going to stay that way regardless of what happens with Blake Elwine at the line. Elwine with 7 points. make it 8. I have him for 6 points. I'm not sure about that. One more shot for Elwine is Huron. Again, it's going to be a 3-possession game irregardless. Now, back into the game for Yankton. I think first time in the second half is Beck Riken. Second free throw is good. Elwine hits them both. And Bubba Peterson will come in for the first time for Huron, replacing Anderson Porish. And Huron up 9. Again, just don't foul at this point. Shot clock off, 26-25 seconds to go. Gilmore comes to the left side, pitches back to Potts. Now Gilmore in the middle, hard to the hoop for 2. Tucker Gilmore with the bucket. Yankton will use their last timeout. We're down to 18.5 seconds to go. Huron's lead back at 7. We'll take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali, now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months. With 2023 walls on the goal. Get the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
18.5 seconds to go. Huron up 7. Both teams are out of timeouts. Yankton no choice but to press full court. And I would assume if they can't get the steal, they'll foul immediately. Pass comes in the middle to Porish. Porish gets fouled, and he'll go down and shoot 2 free throws. Porish with 14 points. 10 in the first half. Anderson was our best offensive weapon in the first half. Remember, we trailed, I think, by 6 at one point there in the second quarter. Huron, though, took the lead midway through the second quarter, has not trailed since. The foul was on Potts, and that's number 5 on him, so he leaves the game with 16 seconds to go. 22 points for Potts to lead Yankton in scoring tonight. And Tate Bestie back into the game for Yankton. But again, from here on standpoint now, just don't foul. Free throw, Porish, no good. Still going to be a 3-possession game any way you look at it with 7 points, a 7-point lead. Porish will try to add on one more. Second shot is in and out, no good. Rebound underneath, Gilmore. Pitches out right side, Ness. Ness on the drive. He'll go through a double team, make the shot, but again, Yankton now out of timeouts. Inbounds to Moding, and he's going to be fouled by Bestie with 5 seconds to go, and Huron's lead at 5, 55-50. Moding at the line to shoot 2. He's got 4 points in the game, and his first trip to the free throw line. The foul on Bestie is his second. Huron pulls everybody off the lane now. Just let Moding shoot his 2. Then let Yankton bring the ball up. First free throw bounces in for Moding. 56-50 Huron. Huron doubleheader Saturday afternoon games at Harrisburg. Girls at 2:30, followed by the boys. Second free throw is short. Picked out of there by Sheldon. Sheldon will shoot, and that will end the ball game. The final score, Huron 56, Yankton 50. 2 minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Dane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
We are back at Yankton, where the Huron Tigers hold off a bunch of runs by the Yankton Bucks and are able to pull out the win here tonight, 56-50. Huron never trailed after, I'd say midway through the second quarter, would get the lead up to 9. Yankton would get it down to 2, would get it up to 8. Yankton would get it down to 1. Just could never put them away there. But at the end, C.J. Ganey making a lot of plays, the defense making a lot of plays, and that all added up to a victory for Huron tonight. They're now 4-2 on the season. Yankton drops to 1-5. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. See if we have any finals, trying to get all the updates here. Harrisburg and Mitchell went overtime, and Harrisburg leads 60-52, 63-53 now, and that just went final. 62-53 final. Harrisburg defeated Mitchell boys in overtime. O'Gorman defeated Brookings 71-61 in boys, and let's see what we have. Any finals here for girls? Pierre defeated Lincoln 41-25. O'Gorman doubled up Brookings 60-30. And that's all we have for AA girls here for tonight. So that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take another 2-minute timeout, come back, and check out the stats for this fourth win of the season for the Huron Tigers, 56-50 over Yankton. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We're back as we continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game, and we... we'll talk to Coach Budnagan shortly. Let's run down the scoring in this game. Yankton now 1-5 on the season. Landon Potts, 22 points. Fouled out of the game late. Tucker Gilmore added 13 points. Carson Ness with 7. Matthew Sheldon with 6 and 2 points for Tate Bestie. Huron Tigers now 4-2 on the season. 22 points for C.J. Gainey. 15 in the second half. And in the fourth quarter, he scored 12, including 4 of 4 shooting. 14 points for Anderson Porish, 5 for Gavin Moding, 4 for Colt McNeil, 7 Blake Elwine, 2 points apiece, Holden Haig and Carson Evans. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes, come back and talk to Coach Bud next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Once again, back in Yankton, we continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass post game as the Huron Tigers pull out a 56-50 win over Yankton tonight. And head coach Tim Budenhagen joins us here in one of those survival of the fittest games. At a few points, it kind of seemed like we were back in the playoffs there back in October, but you know, the boys had to adjust to how the game was being called. We had our runs, and you know, it seemed like we'd get up 8, Yankton would get within 2, we'd get up 9, they'd get within 1, but could never overcome that. And you know, boys made plays, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that I thought we had the game won twice, and then all of a sudden they're right back in the game. Give our guys credit, we overcame a lot of their physicality without being able to, you know, get to the basket like we wanted to. They did a nice job of plugging up the lane. We found guys, made the extra pass. I thought that in the fourth quarter we moved the basketball a lot better than what we did in the first three quarters.
You know, C.J. Gainey, just a huge game for him. 22 points, 15 in the second half. I think I had him shooting 5 of 6 from the field. You could tell, you know, he's been in every situation you can think of, and not just in basketball, and he it just looks like he can't be rattled right now.
Yeah, CJ's playing with a lot of confidence. He and Gavin, again, they're seniors. They've been through this before. They got to lead us through the grind right now with, 7 of 10 on the road. And I thought those guys did a really nice job of controlling the pace of the game, looking for each other, knowing where the ball needed to go on offense in the second half, especially the fourth quarter. And that they're assigned the two best guards that Yankton had, 2 and 3. And they do a nice job of communicating and helping each other out. They get to the boards, they tip, they get us extra possessions. They just got to continue to do that. And both of them have had outstanding nights.
Then Anderson Porish, really, first half, he was the guy that was giving us offense because we just weren't hitting anything. Yep. Then he hit those back-to-back threes in the first quarter when Yankton looked like they might get a little momentum going. He ended up, I think, with 14, but 10 in the first half, and that was where we were struggling with anybody else scoring. Yep.
Right now, the game, the game's going, it's fast for him. And then if you're a good player, the game will start to slow down. The game will start to slow down about another 3 or 4 games we'll give him. And then the game will start to slow down. He'll see things a lot more clearly. He had a couple of really nice straight line drives tonight, had a couple of nice up and unders. He's getting a little bit more patient on offense, which we need. And like I said, give him about 3 or 4 games. Things are going to start to slow down, and he'll be a lot better player.
He had some valuable bench minutes, too, as Blake Elwine was in foul trouble the entire ball game, and really mainly Holden Haig and Colton Ogle were probably the two. And Colton Ogle, that might have been the most minutes he's played in a game tonight. He did not score, but he is our first National Bank player of the game because, when Blake had to come off the floor, Colton came in, and while he didn't score, he also didn't hurt us.
Right. What he's doing is he's doing the little things, the uncommon things that most people don't want to do. He's boxing out. He's getting his hands on balls. He's diving on the floor. He had some good looks tonight. We just got to get one to fall. The most important one is that first one. You see that one go through, then your shot's going to go a lot. Your shot will go in more and more every time. But he's just got to keep playing good defense, get us extra possessions, and then make sure that get your tail to the board.
So now we have a couple days off and then doubleheader at Harrisburg. As you said, we have a lot of ats in our schedule here coming up. Harrisburg just defeated Mitchell in overtime. They're pretty good.
Yeah, that's going to be a battle. Again, they get up and down the floor really well. They got a big in the inside. Phipps and Costain are big. They interchange. They do a lot of ball screening handoffs. And then Merriman, obviously, is their best player, I think. And then Van Bakkeren, who hit about 90 threes against us last year. So we ain't going to score 80 down there. So we got to make sure that defensively we're sound, we're solid. We know our assignments. And then offensively, again, we got to get more action. I thought it was a lot better tonight. We didn't stand around as much. We moved the basketball side to side and got us some easy shots.
A win on the road, and it's been a while since our boys have won here in Yankton. I'm trying to think back, and we might have to go back to Justin Decker.
Yeah, it's been a while, I think. So it's just good to come out of the gate. They already had a game, so they got all the pregame jitters out of them.
The after Christmas,
right,
yeah.
Right, when you're practicing. We practiced for 5 days. I think we had, 10 days off in between games, and we were playing well. Now we got to get that rhythm back. Hopefully this is just a jump start to that rhythm.
Tim Buttenhagen, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers win it 56-50. We'll take a final timeout, 1 minute. Wrap it up here from Yankton on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance.
pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
One last time from Yankton, Huron Tigers pull out the 56-50 win over the Bucks. Huron now 4-2, Yankton 1-5. Again, we'll run down that scoring quickly. 22 points, Landon Potts for Yankton, 13 for Tucker Gilmore, 7 for Carson Ness, 6 for Matthew Sheldon, 2 for Tate Bestie. For Huron, 22 points for C.J. Gainey, and that included 12 in the fourth quarter. 14 points for Anderson Porish, 7 for Blake Elwine, 5 for Gavin Moding, 4 Colt McNeil, 2 points apiece, Holden Hague and Carson Evans. Shooting in the game here on 20 of 43, so just under 50%. Same for Yankton, 18 of 38, just under 50%. Free throw shooting here on 10 of 16, Yankton 7 of 13. Again, the final here tonight here on 56, Yankton 50. We're on to Harrisburg on Saturday afternoon games. We hope to have the girls tip off at 2:30, followed by the boys, both games on the air this Saturday here on Tiger. Here on Tigers Win It, the final 56-50 for Dakota Sports. On Tiger 95, I'm Jeff Duffy, wishing you a good evening.